Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Shirley Ajayi Show. On today's show, we're going to have discussion on superstars in the family. I hope you're enjoying your Sunday, and I hope you enjoy our show. In the meantime, we're going to get it started. 1 second. Trying to get a little music here going. In the meantime, we're going to talk about the superstars in our family. I know everybody has superstars in their family, and we also have some in ours. So, we're going to start off with a little music about some of the superstars in our family. There are a lot of rappers and musicians and poets, and you name it, and we have it. So, I was looking at a something on YouTube about, I think it was a documentary, a documentary on YouTube about Tip Harris. Now, when I was growing up, my uncle used to tell me about the Harris family, you know, because part of our family was also Harris. In fact, my grandfather had a sister named, I used to call her Aunt Exeline. And Aunt Exeline married a Harris. We're talking about a century ago. And they lived, most of them lived in Nashville, Tennessee. She had 10 kids for Harris, 5 boys and 5 girls. So among those was G.I.'s relatives and mine, you know. So that's how long ago we're talking here. Anyway, everybody knows Chip Harris. Who doesn't know him? Anyway, the documentary was called, Beyond the Trail by B.I., the camera guy. Now, B.I. was very hilarious you should really click on, go to YouTube and look at it. I mean, it's pretty good, you know, because I studied how to do documentaries too. So I know what that is like. And it's not easy to do documentaries. It really isn't. So when I saw his, I said, you know, this is not so bad at all. Really, this is not bad at all. And for those of you, you know who T.I. is, so Tip Harris is. I've never really met him, but like I say, my uncle kept telling me about him. Even when he first started becoming, you know, out there, he would tell me about him. But I really, at that time, I didn't have my show, you know, Aura's Rap, Rhyme, and Arithmetic at TV. I didn't have it then. So it wasn't really, you know, I didn't think it was a big deal. But as time went on, it became a big deal. Now, it's good to do a little family research. You don't always need the television guy that's usually on Channel 20 or here in Chicago, or, you know, you're knowing your roots. You don't always need them or ancestry. Sometimes you can just talk to the elders in your family and they'll tell you things, you know, interesting things. But he's not the only successful superstar. He's one of them, but not the only one. Abe is the other one. He's a rapper, too. Of course, he's family. My youngest daughter's children. He's their father. And he's tried for years, you know. I think he said he would rather be a promoter than a rapper. But when he was real young, in his early 20s, he used to actually do raps, you know, on my television show, along with his stepbrothers, you know. The family, I think they call it the family something or the other. Anyway, they have an organization, too, that deals with creativity and rap. And, you know, I was there when they first got started, and I kind of, you know, understand what they went through. He went through an awful lot. I mean, he would work almost like 10 hours in a day or more writing music, performing music. And then when he became a performer, he knows how to build a studio from scratch, and he built studios, music studios, and you have young guys coming in there doing their music and stuff, you know. He puts it together for them. And so he's been really working hard for over a decade now or more, you know, here in Chicago. And that's Abe, A-V-E. I'm grandmama to his kids. And, you know, my thumb up is for him, too. And he's so talented. He's so talented. A lot of his music, I told him, I said, you should try to just sell it to some of these motion pictures because they could definitely use it, you know. But he said, unless they got $100,000 for some of his music, he's not interested in selling it to them. But he does, like I said, he helps promote other, you know, rappers that are up and coming. And a lot of the young guys that don't have any type of help at all. Well, that's what we used to do on the Aura Show. You know, we used to help young people through rap, music, businesses, dance, whatever. And that's how a lot of people heard about me, because I was hosting the show. We started the show through our nonprofit, which was Samir, which believes in healing through the arts. So if they were talented and they had, you know, issues and had bad experiences, they could still come on the show and exhibit their talents and their singing, rapping, writing, comedy, dance. We had a lot of poetry, too. And my daughter is the other superstar in poetry. I mean, she's really good. She's really good in poetry. She got her own, it's called Oluwa Imago Butterfly Noise. That's done by her. And I have a book, if you want to read, is Aura, the Ebony Princess. And it has a little history in it, Yoruba history, because I was more in tune with the Yorubas. I learned all about the Yorubas when I was like 18 years old, coming out of high school into college. And I met my first husband, who was a Yoruba, Dr. Dele Ajayi, while I was at the University of Illinois. And we got married, you know, we had a child. And then, you know, we got divorced because my mom, she couldn't deal with me going to Nigeria or whatever. So, you know, I have two other children. But they're still mainly from Africa, except for the last one. She's from here. So I have three. Anyway, that was interesting to me. Because my father-in-law of first husband was a chief, Chief Amos Ajayi, and he was also a right-hand chief. So he was like the vice president or whatever of Nigeria back in that era. So I know a little bit of Yoruba history. But, you know, it just keeps me going to know that I have accomplished things in this life, you know, going to school. It wasn't easy back then. You know, people have it so. Do you think Donald Trump is so much trouble? No, not really. In comparison to the people that we met up against, I mean, we were going to school around the time, that's how old I am, we were going to school around the time of Martin Luther King, the time when he was assassinated, you know. So we understand exactly what they're going through. It's like a repeat or something, except there was no Martin Luther King because he had been assassinated. But we still got into the schools and universities. I mean, they wouldn't even let us in. So when we got in, we were happy to be there. And we studied, and at least I did, and got my degrees. I was supposed to get 2 master's degrees, but I just got 1. I paid for the second one. I didn't get it because of racism. I decided I wanted to be a librarian because just being an education was really not fulfilling for me. You know, I love books so much. Like I say, I have a book, Aura, The Ebony Princess, at Amazon.com. I wrote it through a ministry, a prison ministry, King's Gone Wrong ministry. A young man wrote it. And it's got poetry in it, you know, because poetry helps you heal. It really does. And it has a lot of poetry. Healing from bad experiences. It also talks about my extrasensory perception. Of course, everybody has it, but they don't use it. You know, that's the way it is. It's like we all have a voice to speak out against things, but we all don't. So that's the way that is, too. Some of us are better at it than other people, you know. Some of us just let things occur and don't say anything. And that's what I'm talking about young people. I have worked in workshops with so many young people, especially teenagers, and it's like they're in another world. They just don't understand that sometimes they're being physically abused, you know, and they don't know it and molested. And they think that's the way love is. No, that's not love, you know. So I get into a lot of conversations and discussions about that. But some people just don't understand. They don't understand that. So, you know, you don't worry about it. You just say, well, that's the way things are. In terms of some things you just can't deal with it right there. You have to wait until the person becomes aware of what's going on. And sometimes it takes a lot. It takes a lot for the person to become aware. It's like you're talking to them and they don't hear you. You know, they peer group pressure. And I hate peer group pressure, but you just have to kind of deal with it because it happens. But you don't give up. You keep talking. And anyway, at Samir, we believe that it wasn't the person's fault, and they did the best they could. They survived. If you survived, that you're walking around, you're okay. Some people don't. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Some people don't, unfortunately. I went to therapy for like 2 years. And some people don't even go to therapy. They think, oh, they're okay. But they're not. Like in the classroom when I used to teach school, there was always one person. That would act up and act up and act up continuously. And so when I started talking to a lot of them, I found out a lot of them they finally confided in me and they had been molested or something had occurred in their life. You know, something had occurred and it wasn't good either. What occurred? So, being a superstar depends on your ability to perceive the future. Of course, people say, oh, no, that's not true, but it is true. Okay, so we're going to take a little break here, play a little music, and it's by A. Shake It Baby. We'll be right back. one second. Oh, that's not it. Anyway, that was a nice little song. That wasn't the one I wanted to play. One second. With Shake It Baby, that used to be my theme song. You know, I work with young people, so I don't want to hear it. Don't email me talking about the music. That's music. That's rap. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Now, I hope to do some more information, some more research, too, on Tip Harris, because I think it's vital that you know who's in your family. I mean, there are a lot of connections in our family. In Africa, we have billionaires that's even connected to our family, you know. So it's important to know, to do a little research on your own family and find out, you know, who's in your family and how you're connected in some way. So that's important. I'm just saying you should do a little research and find the superstars in your family. To me, everybody's a superstar in the family. But we're talking about people that the public look up to, too, okay? We're not just talking about family members that love each other. Because love is super powerful, too, you know, in all its forms. But we're talking about people that the public, that work in the public in some way, work for a music company in some way, a poetry company or a book company or a TV station, you know, or something like that, or a radio station. We're talking about these people right now, or that own their own radio station, their own restaurants, their own publication, magazines, etc. You know, and the one person is Chief Dele Momodu. He's Dr. Dele Ajayi's younger brother. He's the billionaire over there in Nigeria or Ghana somewhere. He owns all that stuff, you know. And I had to even explain to some kids that billionaire does not mean that you can go and spend $1 million. That's not always the case. Some of that money is what you call frozen assets. And you can have $1 billion worth of frozen assets, but your liquid assets are slower. So, I mean, that's why some people are always taking out loans and stuff like that. They pay them back because they have, you know, enough other money situated so that they can pay it back. But if you study, I mean, people should take courses in business, really, business math, especially if you want to be in the show business, especially in music. You should know things like that. You know, you should understand what your contract says. You should read the fine print. You should know how to read, in fact. You know, that's the teacher in me coming out. But if you don't, you know, and you let someone else do the reading of the contract that you're giving as a professional, then you might find yourself in serious trouble, you know. They say, oh, yeah, that person works for my music company. Yeah, and they only get 35 or 40% of what they make. To me, that's crazy. either it's 50-50 or 60-40. Because, I mean, even though the other company might be, even though the music company might be paying for transportation, costumes, other stuff, personnel, whatever, you know, but it's you, you're the talent, you're what's making it go. So, like I say, read the fine print. Always have a lawyer, too, if you're in show business. Because I made that mistake when I first had a big job. I worked with in sports with ESP and that sort of stuff. You know, it's all part of show business. And I didn't have a contract. I just went every week, you know, to the TV show. And I did my whatever, you know, I performed, knowing predictions, who's going to win or whatever. And I didn't have a contract. So that was pretty messed up. But I got paid something. But I enjoyed it. And I got to meet some of the football players and some of the staff of the TV show. But anyway, nothing is perfect. I'm just saying, but if I had been given a contract, I definitely would have took it to a lawyer. I just happened to stay on the show for 6 months. He said, how you do that? I don't know. I did it. Every week I was there. Every week I had all my predictions. Every week I researched it. I'm a very good researcher. And pretty most times when I would say this and that team going to win, I was usually right. At least I'd say half of the time, more than half. So learn how to read, first of all. I'm talking to young people. Before you go into show business, learn business math. Take it, I don't care if it's in the junior college, 2 years. Take it. You need it. You got to know what you're dealing with. You know, you don't want to be cheated out of your money. So being a superstar requires that responsibility to know what you're doing. So there won't be no surprises. Okay? And I'm about ready to end the show. If you want to contact me, you write theauraShow@gmail.com or theauraShow@yahoo.com. If you have any questions. Now, if you have any questions about T.I., I can't answer those yet because I haven't really got together with him yet on anything. But since he's an actor and I'm an actress, eventually I figure we'll cross paths. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed my discussion. And here we go.
I'm going to put up the camera, baby.